This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Bonnie North. The story of Malala Yousafzai is known around the world. She was the young girl in Pakistan who was shot in the head by militants who sought to keep her and other girls from getting an education. She survived the shooting and became an advocate for girls' education around the world and received the Nobel Peace Prize for her work. Shiza Shahid had met Malala 2 years before she was shot. Shahid was attending Stanford University, but she'd returned to her native Pakistan to run a summer camp for girls from rural parts of the country. After Malala was shot, Shahid changed her postgraduate plans and co-founded the Malala Fund to support global education efforts. Today, Shahid is the leader of a company called Now Ventures, which helps fund startups around the world that are working for social change. Shahid was in Milwaukee this week to speak at Mount Mary University's Voices of Leadership event, and Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke met her there.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, so we're having this conversation right after you spoke in front of a room of, 500 or 1,000 mainly women at Mount Mary College, and you shared your story and you shared Malala's story, and these are both really compelling, really important stories to tell. And yet, as I looked around, the moment that seemed to be recorded the most on paper and on smartphones was when you talked about the concept of ikigai. And I guess the question I have for you is, can you explain that and why it's so important to you?
Absolutely. Ikigai is a Japanese word, which means purpose for being. And the reason that it was important for me to share it was to really bring it back to the students and the educators and the professionals in the audience. What can they do? Inspiration is important, but action really matters. I think sometimes it can be complicated to know where to start. And I think sometimes we believe that the various elements of ikigai or purpose for being are incompatible with one another. So I want to change the world, but will I really be able to build a strong career and support my family? I'm uniquely talented as an artist, but is that really impactful for the world? We're not taught that we can bring these together and be entrepreneurial and innovative and chart our own path. So what I was trying to highlight with this concept was you get to decide how you live and how you create, and you can be entrepreneurial and creative and bring together your unique talent with what you believe the world needs, with the passions that you have around certain social issues, and combine them to really create a career and a legacy that is fulfilling and impactful.
Was your work, was your contact with Malala, was that the light bulb moment for you when it came to ikigai?
I think the light bulb moment was more recent. I think that when I was younger, with the work that I did in Pakistan and the work that I did with Malala, I was deeply impassioned, and things would happen and I would get angry or inspired, and I would just act. I would just show up. And I think that was another important lesson for me to impart on young people here, is when you're inspired or angry or moved, just show up. Don't think it's not my place or who am I? Because too often we don't feel empowered to actually make a difference. It's not that we don't care, it's that we think it's not our place. When I was younger, I think I was just showing up. And one thing led to another, and I was able to make a difference, and I recognized that. I think now at 27, with these experiences behind me, I really had a moment to stop and pause and choose what I did next. And I thought, what can I do in this moment to have the greatest impact? What is it that I can uniquely do? What do I want to be doing every day? What does the day-to-day of this job or this choice look like? And can it really scale? And so I think my ikigai is now, but I don't know. You can ask me a few years later and I might give you the same answer.
Well, and so you grew up in Pakistan and you talk about anger. And I guess the question I have is, what do you make of the anger that exists in this country today? We hear a lot about how angry people are on all sides of the political spectrum.
I think that there is destructive anger and there's constructive anger. Destructive anger is when we are unwilling to listen, when we are so inflamed that we are not able to act in a way that is useful. Constructive anger is when we see injustice and we are moved to act. When we are able to pause long enough to really understand the issue and make sure that we're doing the right thing and the most effective thing, but then we don't back down because we know that if we do, those who are vulnerable will be hurt, will be attacked, will be put in a position that is wrong. And that to me is constructive anger. So anger in itself is not a bad thing. It's moving to a place where we are doing the right thing, doing the most effective thing, listening, but then not backing down from our principles and our values.
I know there are a lot of people waiting to talk to you. I have one more question, and that is how do you get past the one step forward, two steps back phenomenon? I mean, when something goes right and then bad things play their role in the world.
Yeah, you know, bad things aren't actors. People are actors. It's all people, right? Everything, natural disasters arguably are out of the control of man. But other than that, most things, wars, political upheaval, murders, crimes, poverty, these are all things that are man-made. So bad things aren't happening. We just have more people that are apathetic. We don't have more people doing bad things. We have some people doing bad things, but most people being apathetic. I also don't believe that we are fundamentally moving backwards. I think the trajectory of human evolution is positive. There are certain things that are deeply dangerous, like climate change, that could end human civilization. However, we have fewer people living in poverty than ever before, fewer women dying in childbirth. We have diseases like polio and malaria that are close to being eradicated. And so I think the trajectory is positive, but bad things happen when people are apathetic. And if we don't show up, that's when we may go two steps backward. And I think giving people the tools and the empowerment to feel like they have a voice, they have a choice, they have a responsibility is how you prevent that.
Do you wake up optimistic every morning?
I do. I do wake up optimistic, and if I don't, I play a upbeat song and get myself there.
All right, so I have to ask before I let you go, what song would you play?
Oh, wow. Happy by, is it Pharrell Williams? Yeah.
Well, Shahid, thank you so much, and best of luck in your work.
Thank you so much.
Shiza Shahid was the founding CEO of the Malala Fund, and she now directs a seed stage venture capital fund called Now Ventures. She was in Milwaukee to speak at the Voices of Leadership event held by Mount Mary University's Women's Leadership Institute. Coming up next, a group of university students has found a different way to help fund renewable energy projects. We'll learn more when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.